When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. I am jacked for this game, beyond all reason. Indiana, Eastern Michigan, tonight at Simon Scott Assembly Hall. It sounds ridiculous, but it's Mike Woodson's first game as the head coach at Indiana, and we are expecting greatness right out of the chute. We're expecting this team to play really good, tight, intense defense, move the ball well on offense, and knock down shots, and that's a lot to expect from a program that has not been to the NCAA tournament since 2016. It's been a long time, but it's been 4 years as we've watched Archie Miller lead this team to missed foul shots, missed three-point shots, defensive idiocy. So now, here we are, awaiting the opening of a new era under Mike Woodson, where we hope for a lot of things. We hope that the coach isn't a peripatetic mess. We hope that the guys create open shots and knock them down, and we hope that on the other end there are good blockouts, nice pick-and-roll defense, good decision-making. Again, that's a lot to ask. The starting lineup tonight, and by the way, this is Breakfast with Kent Sterling. Hit subscribe, punch like, ring the bell. Let's go. Brought to you by MyBookie.ag. All your sports wagering needs in one place. Fantastic props. You're going to love it. Use Kent Sterling as your promo code and get bonuses, baby. It's all about the bonuses. The starting lineup tonight for the Hoosiers: Trace Jackson Davis, Race Thompson, Parker Stewart, Miller Kopp, and Xavier Johnson. All right. That's a lot of guys. Trace Jackson Davis and Race Thompson, we know really well. The other three guys, we've never seen play, let's be honest. We've seen Miller Kopp a little bit because he played with Northwestern before transferring to Indiana. But we haven't seen a lot of Xavier Johnson unless you were a Pitt Panthers fan. What are there? There are like two of those in the city of Pittsburgh. None in the state of Indiana. Parker Stewart has been at Indiana for a while. A transfer. We don't know what he's going to be. We hope these guys can knock down shots. Coming off the bench, you got a lot of guys with a lot of experience. Rob Finnessy, Jordan Geronimo, Trey Galloway, Logan Duncombe, freshman. Anthony Leal, Christian Lander, who has shown flashes, according to Mike Woodson, of being a competent Big Ten player, looks like the five-star kid in flashes in practice. So we'll see if Christian Lander plays. And then you've got two guys who are expected to contribute as the season goes on: Michael Durr, Big Mike, Mike Woodson calls him, and Tamar Bates, the freshman, much-heralded freshman, who decommitted from Texas as Shaka Smart was fired there, or really whatever happened to Shaka Smart and his separation from Texas, came to Indiana. Those guys have been hurt a little bit. They were evaluated yesterday. We'll see if they play tonight. There's no hurry, according to Mike Woodson. He wants them ready for Big Ten play. All right. This is going to be fantastic. It's either going to work or it's not. And if it doesn't, what do we do? You know what I mean? Like, expectations are the things that kill programs and kill coaches. My expectations are through the roof for Indiana basketball, and I think that's unfair to Mike Woodson and these kids. But you know what? This is what Indiana fans have waited for 21 years, an Indiana guy taking over the Indiana program. Mike Woodson is an Indiana guy, a terrific coach at the NBA level. The Atlanta Hawks did nothing but ascend in Mike Woodson's 6 or 7 years running the show down in Atlanta. And then the Knicks, his first year, were really good. Second year, not so good. What are you going to do? Mike Woodson is a guy, I'm hoping, sits and watches a game and adjusts rather than exhorting and clapping and, you know, getting in a stance, getting in a pose, the coaching pose. Just sit, watch a game, and coach guys. That's all you got to do. You don't need to be a showman on the sidelines. We've had way too many years of showmanship on the sidelines at Indiana. All right, Colts, injury news. Good morning, Alan. T.Y. Hilton, still in the concussion protocol. Going to try to get through that this week so he can be available to play on Sunday against the Jaguars. Normally, the Jaguars game is a game where Colts fans say, you know what, we really ought to beat this team, but we don't know if we're going to because sometimes we don't. And that's kind of what the Jaguars are. The Jaguars aren't very good this year, despite the fact that they beat the Bills on Sunday 9-6. Xavier Rhodes, he is trying to get back from that calf. He's trying to work through it week after week, but sometimes 6 days of rest isn't enough. So the Colts hope that 9 days of rest is going to be enough for Rhodes to come back and kind of get out ahead of this calf. That, according to Frank Reich yesterday. Braden Smith, elbow injury, not a tricep. All right, we'll see if he's able to come back this week. Because, again, once you start 1-4, they're all must wins, baby. Even when you're going seven deep in the AFC playoffs, you've got three wild cards, four division champions. The Colts are not going to win the division. Colts are still kind of a de facto four games back in the AFC South. And in the wild card race, you know what? They're one game back, but they got to climb over five teams. They're 12th in the AFC right now at 4-5. There are five and four teams ahead of the Colts trying to get that last wild card spot. It would have been really, really nice if the Bears had held on to beat the Steelers yesterday. Steelers win, so the Steelers right now have an advantage over the Colts and over the other teams in the AFC that are all trying to jockey for position. If the Colts lose against the Jaguars with a game against the Bills looming, that doesn't bode well for the Indianapolis Colts. Trevor Lawrence is expected to play. He's got an ankle, according to Urban Meyer. James Robinson, the running back, he's got a heel. He's expected to play, though. Cam Robinson, tackle, he's expecting to play as well. They've won two of three. But the Jaguars have failed to score 23 points in, or more than 23 points in any game this season. They have not scored 24 or more, not in a single game this year. That isn't good. They've scored 132 points. That's 16.5 points per game. They've allowed 26 points per game. Their turnover margin, they're a lot like the Jets were last week, frankly. -9, the Colts are +10. The Colts have created 20 turnovers. Remember, before the season, they were talking about 40 turnovers, and we were scratching our heads saying, how the hell are they going to create 40 turnovers? They didn't get to 30 last year, and nobody in the NFL got to 30 last year, despite the fact they're playing an extra game. How the hell are they going to get to 40 turnovers? Well, you know what? 9 games into a 17-game season, which is just over half, they're halfway to 40. They got to get going a little bit. Trevor Lawrence, his passer rating, 73.6 for the season. Carson Wentz, 100.1. That's a 27.5-point difference. That is humongous among quarterbacks in the NFL. Quarterback differential is a huge predictor as to who's going to win a game. Trevor Lawrence's QBR, 35.8. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, hey, the Jaguars have won 2 of 3. Certainly, Trevor Lawrence has kind of pivoted, and now he's playing much better football. That's not the case. Hasn't played better the last 2 weeks. The Colts are 12th in the AFC, like I said. They are behind the Pats, the Chiefs, the Browns, the Bengals, and the Broncos. They got to win on Sunday. You lose on Sunday, it's all over. You win on Sunday, you live to play another week. That other week would send them to Buffalo to play the Bills in another huge game, and then they come back home to play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tom Brady, they got guys. Gronk will be back by then. Those aren't must-win games, necessarily, but it would be great if they won one of those games. If you split those games, if you win this week and you split those games and you're 6-6 after week 12, you got a chance to get to the playoffs. If you wind up 5-7 with games left at Arizona here against the Raiders, although the Raiders are self-immolating, maybe a poor choice of words, but they are burning from within. They released Damon Arnette yesterday, the second-year cornerback who they drafted in the first round. Get this, the draft, the first-round picks in 2020, they had two, the Raiders did. They had Henry Ruggs and Damon Arnette. Both guys have been released over the last 2 weeks for behavioral criminal incidents. Ruggs, we know, was going 156 miles an hour, got it down to 127 before he hit the back of a Toyota RAV4, killed the driver and the dog who was riding with her. And then this past week, they released Damon Arnette. Damon Arnette was a guy who made a video, posted it on social media, him with a gun threatening the life of someone. That's why the Colts pay attention to character a little bit, so they don't take two first-round draft picks and flush them down the toilet. This might be the worst draft in the history of drafts for the Oakland Raiders. What is Mike Mayock doing? At any rate, the Colts, they got a shot because of this Sunday and an opportunity to split the next 2 weeks, maybe to find their way, wriggle their way back into this playoff race. Tonight, more college basketball, Butler and IUPUI, that game at 6:45. That's going to be featured on FS1 as part of a whip around. All right, so that's Butler, that's Big East teams all playing their openers, and FS1 is going to kind of whip around between all of those teams. And then it's also going to be on the Fox Sports app, Butler and IUPUI. Purdue versus Bellarmine up at Mackey Arena. That game is on BTN Plus, so you got to pay. It's one of those pay service deals, so you got to subscribe for at least a month at $10. Megan McEwen is going to be the analyst tonight on Big Ten Plus for that game. How about that? Formerly of Wish TV 8. Love Megan McEwen, doing a great job, building a career. That's what you do. Ball State at Georgia Southern, that game, 7 o'clock. That is on ESPN+. I think Ball State's going to be good this year. Cal Burleson passed away. We found out yesterday. Cal Burleson is a guy, if you worked at WIBC in the 90s and the 2000s, Cal Burleson was always on during the weekends, promoting what the Indianapolis Indians were doing both on and off the field. And Cal Burleson was a huge part of this community in that he really ran what the Indians did off the field. And what they do from a community perspective is a lot of Cal Burleson's work, or was through 2019. Cal was the GM of the Indians from 1998 to 2014, twice the Minor League Executive of the Year in baseball. He is going to be missed. He's one of those guys in the community maybe you didn't hear of too often because we're kind of focused, hyper-focused on the major league sports franchises and college sports in this area, and not so much on the Indians, not so much on the fuel or the ice, which is kind of a shame. But Cal Burleson, a huge part of that organization all the way back to 1975. He passes away from cancer at the age of 71. With the entire Indians family and Cal Burleson's family, we share our sorrow. And, that's the way life goes, right? And so Cal Burleson no longer with us, and that's a shame. But his legacy will remain with us forever. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? On this opening day, we're wearing the IU colors. It's what we do. We get excited about Indiana basketball because Mike Woodson is back. This thing has pivoted back toward the historic relevance that it once owned in the state of Indiana. We'll see. You got to get it done on the floor, right? You win press conference. There goes Julie. Julie's all ready for work. You excited about the Indiana game, Julie? IU, you're just out of the frame.
Oh, yay!
What are you going to do? Indiana tonight, 6 o'clock. Nice early game. Pacers back at it tomorrow, by the way. Brandon Wesley McAfee, happy birthday. James Johnson, Chuck Goodrich, Dikembe Footman, Gabe Salgado celebrating a birthday. The great Andrea Moorhead celebrating a birthday. W. Michael Davidson, Jeff Teague, not that Jeff Teague, different Jeff Teague, Coach Mac Green, Terry Stanley, and Randy Turner celebrating a birthday. I think I said Brandon Wesley McAfee. Sean Van Ness says, hi, Julie. Julie's the most popular person on this thing. Because every once in a while, I think she walks naked in the thing. I think she does. Tomorrow, or later today, Inside Indiana Sports. Now we'll talk about the Colts, talk about the Hoosiers. Let's go, college basketball's back, baby! Baby!